I'm Sue London. I play the can't decide what color she is half-orc ranger Lizabete. In my other life, I'm the author of the Haberdashers Regency series of badass Regency girls, and you can find me online at bysuelondon.com, and I'm always on Twitter as at CMDRSUE.
Hey everybody, I am Emily Kaplan, and I'm playing the role of Claudia Baron Liebhaber, the rogue, a lover of bears, and don't touch me. In real life, I write the Josie Tucker mystery series and the forthcoming virtual vigilante series from Falstaff Books.
Hi, everybody. I'm Misty Massey. I play Malibu, the sun-drenched cleric who just wishes everybody could get along. In real life, I write the Mad Kestrel series of pirate fantasy books, and I am an acquisitions editor for Lore Seekers Press. And you can find me on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Teresa Glover. I am the author of the Caitlin Kelly Monster Hunter series from Falstaff Book. I'm also an editor at Falstaff Book, a writer with AuthorsEssentials.net, and one of the minions behind the scenes at Continual, the online con that never ends. I play Baroness Ella Moonbrook. And if you know, you know. And if you don't, then you're probably not worth her time.
I'm Melissa MacArthur, I'm associate publisher at Falstaff Books, and I'm playing Polly, the totally amazing, but currently super secret, country music bard.
And I'm Ari Carr, the admiral of this asshole armada, dungeon mistress, and general maker of misery for these poor ladies. When not here, I am the author of the Rules Undying series, the False Icon series with our very own fellow Authors and Dragons member Rick Walteri, and soon to be the author of my very first shingles, G-I-R-L, Guy in Real Life. Stay tuned. All right, when last we left our intrepid adventurers, they may have accidentally killed someone's cat with a bad dumpling that they swiped. They have also managed to burn evidence and found out that their orb of contacting their mysterious benefactor, Charlie, through his or her agent Bossley, is missing, and that perhaps the captain of their expedition might have stolen it. Who knows? Right now, we've got to save a cat. What are you gonna do? There's a guard approaching you, Elizabeth, Polly, and Claudia, and a cat gagging and writhing on the ground.
I did not kill a cat on purpose.
I'm pretty sure I've read a book about saving a cat.
Yes, you have to, indeed, save the cat. Bonus points for realizing that.
Polly's going to lean down and start kind of petting the cat a little bit and saying, "It's okay, kitty, it's okay."
I will lean into my natural abilities and glower at everyone.
Meanwhile, the guard is approaching, but hold that thought. Up top, ooh, everyone's a bit intimidated. Oh, Lady Ella.
Yes?
Baroness extraordinaire. So you've managed to burn one piece of evidence, but you have found a treatise that captain of your ship may have had something to do with the disappearance of an orb very precious and powerful. And Malibu, these dumplings are delicious.
Yum!
So I am deeply annoyed by this revelation, and I turn to Malibu and ask her if she's got the orb, because I don't. And I start to wonder if any of us have it.
I pat my pockets and, you know, of course I don't have the orb. And then, you know, that old man was really touchy-feely.
Perfect.
I don't remember if I had it before, but...
So, Ella will take it amongst herself to go see if she can find the little old man.
They're just looking for their coconuts. Oh,
I can't get to him in one movement without climbing over everything. So
yeah, and there is open flame and foodstuffs. And again, what do you think of the dumplings? And where did my samples go? They could make someone horribly sick. Seafood out all day.
Yeah, they're fine. Whatever.
And I mix them with the glass sand just to make them sparkle.
Ooh. Great. I'm going to double move and follow the pervy old man and see if I can shake him down.
What are you doing, Malibu? Your companion is about to go shake down an old doddering man who's just trying to
count his
coconuts.
I want to watch this. I'm watching this. I'm following. Malibu?
Yes.
You could use your help with the animal.
Okay.
You're a sheep.
What's wrong?
Where's the sheep?
This guard here is humming.
What's wrong with the little critter?
The guard kind of looks at you like, what color are you?
Racist.
I can't tell if you're green, gray, or mauve, or possibly puce.
It depends on my level of irritation.
That's a rude thing to say.
Would you rather I address her as Slayer of the Baroness's Cat?
No.
There's more than one Baroness here? Well, this is going to get ugly.
All
Malibu,
right.
Can you check out the kitty?
Ella, you can get here now, if you'd like.
Okay.
The cat is retching and starting to wheeze, and breathing is slowing. Does anyone have animal medicine? Or medicine in general?
I have lesser restoration.
I have animal handling.
Lesser restoration means it can't die, correct?
Yes. I touch a creature and can end either a disease or a condition afflicting it. That includes poisoning.
That would work, please.
Okay.
Are you going to use your spell?
Yes.
The cat vomits up the dumpling and kind of does what a cat does. It falls asleep on your feet.
But it is asleep. It's breathing and purring.
It is definitely breathing. It's just asleep on your feet now.
Okay, that's fine. Well, now I'm stuck. Because there's
a
cat
move.
Asleep on
there's
my feet.
A cat on
I can
your
never
feet.
Move.
And it looks very peaceful and cute.
Aww.
It's doing the little, like, wheezy snore thing. You know, the, oi, did you just save the Baroness's cat?
I carefully sit down, not moving the foot that the cat is sitting on, sticking one leg in front of me, and I very carefully lower myself to the ground and go, apparently.
I want to see the acrobatics for that one, Malibu. I'd like to see that roll. Thank you very much.
Once upon a time, I could, and Misty could do that too.
Come on, let's see that one. I want to see an acrobatics check.
Oh dear. That would be a 4, and so apparently I woke the cat up, didn't I?
Oh, it's more. We'll deal with the cat in a second. You see those boxes behind you full of sharp objects?
Ow.
You have just crashed into them.
Oh.
Ugh. The cat, meanwhile, has not woken up, as this particular box, these blades, all spew out. And everyone make a perception check who's looking towards the boxes.
Does that include me?
Yeah. You're there. You're definitely... Polly, the cat is so cute. It's the cutest cat you've ever seen. Malibu, the cat is adorable.
I know. It's just so cute.
It's I know.
Fluffy.
And it's warm and it's on my foot.
Is Kyle. Ella more preoccupied with the old man, or should I roll a perception check as well?
You can roll it, but you will be at disadvantage.
Okay.
Yeah. You're too busy with the old man in front of you.
Super
this
focused
is
on the old man.
You. Just remember,
obviously.
Elisabete, all the swords that were in that box have the same sort of etched design on them, and it matches the sword that this guard is holding.
Okay, and what does that look like?
It's some sort of character. Kind of looks like some lines. Do you have Druidic as a language? Does anyone have Druidic as a language?
Yeah, I have to say that I'm not... No, I have Sylvan, I have Orc, I have Common.
We have Sylvan, I'll let you roll at a disadvantage in intelligence check.
I have Elvish and Giant.
Anyone who has Elvish can roll at a disadvantage roll. An intelligence. That would be you too, Claudia. It's at disadvantage unless you specifically have Druidic.
Polly rolled a 7.
Yeah, Elizabeth, I rolled a 3.
Ella rolls a 16.
No, the disadvantage, you roll a 6.
That is, oh.
Disadvantage is, advantage, you get to pick either one. Disadvantage, I get to pick either one.
Gotcha.
Car's law is
follow.
Harsh.
Follow.
Wow, all of you are really sure that this says something like Turnip Slayer.
Well, I mean, it shouldn't be a big shocker that they have an armory of weapons. It's a little weird that it's in the market, but, you know, no judgments.
Yeah, yeah, everyone, now they're like, what is she doing? Those are Karen's stores. All of you are under arrest.
But I saved the cat.
Except for the one who saved the cat. All of you, strangers, you're coming to see the Magistrate Baroness.
But I wasn't even there. I'm trying to shake down the old man.
You're not. Yes, you weren't there. But come on.
That's right.
Come on. You're going to go see. You're going to go see the Magistrix. Follow me or I will call my friends.
Henry, what's going on? What? Whoa.
Ella, what are you doing to the old man?
I'm trying to figure out if he has the orb that we need.
The
so
what?
I'll start nicely by asking him in a demanding way.
I want to hear this nice yet demanding request, please.
Did you take our orb? I saw you feel up Polly.
Your what? What's an orb?
It's a little glass ball thing. It's about yay big, and she makes a sign with her hands, and she goes, she leans in to intimidate him and say, if you don't give it over and you have it, you will regret it.
The old man is staring right at your cleavage, very intently, utterly mesmerized. He seems to be at loss for rational thought.
You know, Ella, this might be a good time to pat him down.
Yeah, I think that's
probably maybe tell
a
him
wise
if
idea.
He gives it to you, he can put it in your cleavage.
Oh, that's actually a pretty good one. So, let's see. Can I distract him by giving the boobs a shake?
Dear Lord, the man is already transfixed by your cleavage. He has no capacity for rational thought. He may have had a stroke.
So if he's further incapacitated, I can literally pat him down and find out if he has it. So if I give the tatas a shake and he falls over, I would technically have advantage, right?
You already have advantage if you would like to do an investigation check.
Yes, I will do that.
Let's see this. Oh, yes.
17.
You find a small knife, like a shucking knife. He has a machete-type thing at his side. Another mesh bag that could hold coconuts. And a little figurine of almost like a hula girl that, when slightly vibrated, it shakes her tatas.
I have died and gone to heaven. The evil woman's touching me. That's my husband!
Now the guard's looking your way. Guards! Pervert! Pervert alert!
What is he talking about? There is no way I could be a pervert. I'm trying to reclaim our property.
I know what I saw.
You hear some shuffling.
I'll look around to see where the shuffling is coming from.
Oh, it's pretty obvious. It's the armored people running your way. There are now 3 more guards, all looking very confused. And the first one just goes,
during
to which Henry replies,
During all this ruckus, can Claudia kind of slip away behind the stand?
Roll stealth.
Watch out for the bird, dude.
Oh, yes, easily.
Claudia rolls a 26. Great.
You can hide. There's a lot of clothing wares that are, and there's also fabric in front of the table. You could easily climb under it and just disappear.
I will do that.
You see big feathered feet. And the guy's kind of looking down at you, but he doesn't seem to be saying anything. He's just sort of got a smile on his beak. So, there are now three more guards. They're looking at you. Martha is weeping, pointing at Ella. Her husband, Purvis, has the biggest, doofiest grin on his face ever. And he seems to have more life in his body than you've ever seen. Like, color has returned to his eyes and face, and his smile is genuine. And he's, like, not shaking. In fact, he's quite still as he just stares up in wonder.
I'm in love.
Oh, Lord.
Malibu is still splayed among what appear to be a bunch of the guardsmen's swords that were hidden in crates in the weapons dealer's den. The weapons dealer has gone skedaddle. Elisabetta, you have honey there. I don't know if you took honey with you. And Polly! There's a guard looking at you. The guard is also staring right over your shoulder at something poking through your hair.
I'm gonna pull down my top just a little bit and make sure my hair's exactly how it should be.
Are you attempting to seduce the guard, young lady, or just hide?
Just hide.
Okay.
You can always hand your instrument to me where I'm hiding down here.
Claudia has vanished. Meanwhile, the guards are looking like, are you going to come with us or are we going to have a scene? Henry the guard asks.
Oh, we're coming, honey. We're coming.
I mean, there might still be a scene, but you know.
We could always do a scene. I like Romeo and Juliet.
I've died and gone to heaven.
See if you can move that one.
I'm pretty close to Elisabetta, right?
Elisabetta and Polly, you are right adjacent to each other. And the cat.
I assume you mean physically, not emotionally.
Can I say something to her without the guard hearing?
You can try.
Okay, so I want to try to whisper to her, I think Martha has the orb. Because I hugged her.
Yes, you did.
I think we should follow the guard and grab Martha as we go by.
Okay.
All right, so that is your plan currently. You're going to follow the guard. I mean, Martha's walking with the guards and pointing to Ella. That woman assaulted my husband and he liked it!
How tall is this little woman?
Maybe 5 feet.
You whispered that to Elisabetta, so I wouldn't have heard it, right?
You can make a perception check.
I wouldn't have heard it, but I think...
Blonde powers activate.
Do I need to roll 14. An intelligence check to see if she'd be smart enough to shake down the Martha too?
Well, I'll give it to... I mean, if you want to shake down the little old lady after assaulting her husband, you can.
Yes, I do. I really want to.
What do you... Make me an investigation check.
It's not assault when the nobility does it.
Oh.
No, you end up just shaking the old lady. And she screams, she's just jealous and tried to kill me! She's tried to kill me, Henry!
And I'm just yelling, give me the orb! Give me the orb!
Why are you assaulting my grandmother?
I'm not assaulting her. I'm shaking her down. Can you not see me shaking her?
Are there clothes on top of the table where Claudia is hiding?
There are clothes under the table, on top of the table, behind the table. There are many piles.
She would like to see if she can find some kind of cloak or robe and surreptitiously put it on.
There are many robes of many different colors and many sashes. Roll me a D100.
86.
Interesting. Meanwhile, Henry the Guard, who has now identified himself as the grandson of Martha and Purvis, is glaring at Ella. I suggest you come quietly and stop assaulting my grandmother. He does have his sword, or his hand on his hilt.
Well, I mean, I've got a sword.
The other guards all have their hands on the hilts of their blades as well. And the guy selling dumplings is now selling popped corn to anyone who wishes.
Does Polly know where Claudia went?
Nope. She's just vanished.
Can Claudia now step out from under the table with her robe on as a disguise?
Roll me disguise! Roll disguise. Do you have disguise? Is there disguise skill? What is it? Performance? You do have a disguise kit. I do know that. So it would be deception and performance. Give me both.
Deception. Ooh. 15. Performance. 8.
All right. Well, what's your favorite color, Claudia?
She loves brown.
You guys don't see Claudia, but a striking woman in a golden chocolate brown kimono has appeared next to the owl bear merchant. You may all make perception checks if you should. Sorry. Did you keep your hat on?
Okay. Let's say that there's a some kind of hood to the kimono. So it's under it.
There are no hoods on kimonos. There are combs in your hair if you like, but there are no hoods on kimonos.
Polly rolls a 12 perception.
There's something familiar about this woman with hair showing.
Polly wants to move over a little closer and sniff her.
Elizabeth and Malibu, it's a stranger. It's just another townswoman in the eastern clothes.
It's so beautiful.
It's silky. You can hear a giggle coming from the owlbear merchant.
If I could get up, I'd want to buy one, but since I'm going to die here with a cat on my foot.
Oh no, that is one of the captain's new girls. Never mind her, she's going to see the captain, yes. Her name is... her name is Sunny!
Claudia's gonna do a really super casual walk. You know, the type of walk where you have, like, the same foot and the same hand going at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Right, left, right, left. And she's gonna walk right by Martha and see if she can pickpocket Martha.
Who are you?
Well, if she does it right.
Me, the old guy is like, new lady.
Why, that's one of the Baroness's adoptive... Are you the Baroness's adoptive daughter?
Claudia will not say anything, but will just smile and nod.
Roll your sleight of hand.
Claudia rolls a 25.
You do manage to successfully pickpocket Martha. She has something sizable in one of her pockets.
Do I successfully get it?
You do successfully get it. Are you going to look at it in the open or merely pocket it into one of your... This robe has huge pockets.
She's just going to continue casually walking. Right, right, left, left, right, right, left, left. Over
the,
here.
The food merchant is like, oh, are you one of the captain's new ladies? And he quickly holds a tray of food out to you. Like, nice looking fresh fish. Prepared and on top of rice.
She's just gonna smile and nod still.
Do you take the food?
Yes.
Oh, and this is also for the captain. And he pulls out a bottle, a dark glass bottle. The best. Only the best for the captain. Sure. And for you, of course. What was your name?
She's just gonna demur. No speaking, just blushing.
The guards look at you like, oh, are you one of the captains, girl?
And she's clearly trying to get away.
Oh, no, we'll hold on. We can take you to the captain if you like. We would hate for you to be assaulted by this serial pervert.
Now she's...
Yeah, that old man is a hazard to women.
Now she's gonna
They're
start...
looking at you, Ella, when they say the serial pervert.
And obviously they are beneath me, so I don't notice that. I only assume they're talking about this old man.
Okay. Elizabeth, what are you doing?
I'm waiting to see how the situation unfolds. I mean, given my druthers, I'd rather just beat everybody up, but I'm not feeling so good right now, and my badger's kind of half dead, so I'm just
taking it
easy. Yeah,
he's gonna get into three quarters dead. He wouldn't even eat. And we're talking, you know, that rotten dumpling on a badger constitution should have been nothing.
Exactly. So until Honey and I can heal, I'm just gonna have to, you know, wait to see how this hand is dealt out.
Meanwhile, everyone's staring at Claudia and her beautiful kimono and her tray of delicious food and her bottle. Kind of salivating?
She's just, batting her eyes and offering the food to the old people.
Can I have a charisma roll, please, Claudia? For your sake, don't do too well. Oh, Both of them bow to you and refuse. We can't take the captain's food. Or look, even Purvis is looking like, I don't look at the captain's women.
Well, this has some perks.
Yeah, the owl bear is... Oh, Sunny, you should probably come back here to Uncle Owly.
While all this is going on, can I, Polly, pick up the cat and help Malibu up?
You can, yes. You can certainly. Do you pick up the cat first or help Malibu up first?
Pick up the cat first.
Okay.
Yeah, you might as well, because I'm trapped if you don't move the cat.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to pick up the cat and kind of just nestle it under one arm and then help her up.
Oh, it does the little nuzzly thing and starts purring. It's so cute.
Oh, sweet kitty.
And in fact, I need you to make like a willpower, a wisdom save to actually look away from the cat and help your friend. It's a really cute cat and it's snuggled in your arm and it's doing the little paw kneading thing.
Rolled a 6.
No, you need to focus on this cat. The cat clearly needs you. Malibu is fine. She's a big girl.
Okay, I'll so I'm it. Just going to kind of hold it like a baby then and just stroke its little face.
Oh, yeah, it's doing the kneading thing on your arm. It's purring. It's just...
Oh, so sweet.
And now, in real life, Melissa melts.
Yeah. Now you're trapped.
But that's okay. I'm standing.
So, Malibu, would you like to get up out of the box of...
Very much.
just give me a very, very simple athletics check. You only have to beat a 5 to not hurt yourself.
That's asking quite a lot.
That would be an 8, so I barely beat the 5.
You have successfully stood up, and Polly has saved the cat, and you have saved the cat. And people are still staring in awe. Everyone's staring at Claudia in her beautiful, striking golden brown kimono.
She's batting her eyes and blushing, but still not speaking.
I assume you did the comb so they look like bear ears?
Yeah, she's also starting to look a little bit panicked.
Yeah, there might be some panic in there. Are you sure you don't want to come? I'll take good care of you, Sunny girl, the owl bear is saying. We'll take you to the captain. He has much power. And the old people will not touch the food, even though it looks fabulous. Like, it's far better than the food that was tasty that was on offer.
Wait, I thought Sunny was the cat.
No, they've been pointing at you.
Sunny is you. Uncle Owly named you Sunny.
Yes, Uncle Owly is calling you Sunny, like Little Miss Sunshine.
The archipelago of perverts.
They don't get out much.
Clearly.
Arca-perverts.
And thus we have our name, Arca-perverts.
Pervipelago.
The guards are starting to look a little impatient.
Are they arresting us?
They're like, will you come with us?
Well, who exactly is under arrest and what are they under arrest for? And I'm very confused. Because I was busy with the cat. So.
And Ella's pretty sure she blacked out into her own thoughts for a minute. So she's not real sure what's going on either.
I know.
Polly's still just staring at the cat, touching its whiskers.
So does the guard answer?
Yeah.
The guard, all of you are going to come and see the magistrate, Baroness.
And this is her cat, right?
Finally, someone of my rank that I should be able to talk to.
Make perception checks.
All of us?
Yes.
Okay.
Except for Polly. The cat is your master for at least...
Ooh, 24.
3 rounds. Malibu noticed. Claudia! Oh, 22.
I rolled a 10.
Dear Lord, for once, everyone but Polly, you have 2 more rounds, by the way, after this, of cat fascination.
Okay.
All right. You see a small form is coming from a stage-like area in a little green hood, and the guards immediately seem to, fall in line.
Oh, look, it's Frodo.
It is basically. It's a little okay. figure. A very little figure. And Henry immediately stands at full attention. All of you are supposed to
for
kneel.
For a second, I was thinking it's a Robin Hood.
She's just gonna... Ella's just gonna sneer at Henry like, I don't kneel for anybody.
What have we here? Are there miscreants? In my bazaar?
Claudia's gonna do a super awkward curtsy and offer the dumplings.
Oh, are you one of his harlots? You can see her nose wrinkles up so much you can tell if she'd had a sinus infection.
Ooh.
Ella immediately identifies with that sneer and recognizes her as a person of power.
Oh, yes. It is definitely the sneer of someone who knows their place, and it is certainly higher than most of yours. Although she is very small, as in she does not come up to the waist of any of you, and more kneecap-like to someone like Elisabetta.
Ella will go ahead and say, you must be the Baroness. I recognize someone of my own pedigree.
I am Karen Cobblesprocket. And she flips back her hood to reveal a tiara made of shells, coconut, junk, and a few chins.
A few what?
Chins.
Okay.
So She's a roly-poly little?
Yeah, she's definitely eaten better than most of the people you've seen on this island. Possibly eaten some of the people on this island.
I say, we saved your cat!
Slaughter, Nutter! I demand to see who has possibly injured my baby, darling! How dare you touch my only friend? Excuse me, harlot.
She was sick.
My Fluffernutter does not get sick. My Fluffernutter only eats the tastiest and freshest of fish. Everyone knows that it is illegal to feed animals on the bazaar. How did she get sick?
I don't know who might have been feeding it, but she started throwing up and, you know, that whole cat thing. And so we stepped up and we saved your cat. Hooray!
She looks at all of you very witheringly. Ella, you've seen that look before in the mirror.
And Ella smiles. She said, my dear, let's go talk to the managers.
I am the manager here. My name is Karen Cobblesprocket, magistrate and baroness of this island. And I do not tolerate disorder. She just looks at the open box. That is a clear violation, and I am going to tell Melanie that she cannot continue business unless she pays the fine. As you have saved Mr. Fluffernut, I will overlook any possible indiscretions of you not paying your entrance fee to this island or this new harlot. But I warn you, this is an island of order. We do not tolerate ruffians, adventurers, loose women, and especially bards.
Well, there's none of those among my group, so we're fine.
Anyone caught disobeying the law will be evicted from the city effective immediately, and we all know how dangerous it is. You will also receive sanctions from the IOA, the Island what? Owners Association.
No!
We have the guards. We control trade, mostly. And we do not tolerate unsanctioned pirate visitors, as she glares right at you, Claudia. Well, right at your waistline. In our bazaar. Now take your gifts and go back to that lawless cretin! If you dare. Henry? Why are you disrupting trade and visiting with your grandparents when there are patrols to be done? Everyone, move along. And with a tremendous snort, she turns and starts waddling away. Whereas Henry looks, Grandma, Grandpa, you should probably go home. Oh, but I want to be felt up by the scary lady again. His wife does slap him for that. She's starting to walk away with her kitty cat following her dutifully.
What does Polly do when she takes the cat away?
It's like your life is over. Darkness has descended upon the land. There is no more hope.
She's going to start to cry.
Well, clearly, we have to follow that little shrimp and steal the cat.
I need Mittens back. Somebody save Mittens.
You want to save the cat from its rightful owner.
We have a goddamn mission.
Mittens, we're coming.
I move up here close to Henry and say, in kind of a quiet voice, I don't want the whole market to hear me. I say, what's the deal about bards? Why does she not like bards?
She's a member of the Muffs.
Excuse me?
The Muffs. The mothers opposed to Fandango fornication. It's spelled in the original Gnomish, where oppose starts with a U.
I understand. We've heard of this Fandango. He's an awful, awful person.
Screwing it up for everybody.
He's an enemy of the people here, and the Muffs have outlawed all of the Infernal's music.
I can understand that. You know, he's friends with this horrible person, Silas Kane. Have you heard of him? I'm whispering.
Poor potions merchant. Never say that name around her. She still carries the scars.
Oh, that poor thing. Oh,
if you hate him, she'll probably give you a discount. But I didn't say that. Unless you think it would win favor. Because I happen to like her.
I see. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you for letting me know.
This whole island. People have been displaced here by evil adventurers. We don't want adventurers here.
I understand completely. It's a good thing that we are not adventurers. We were merely passengers on the ship.
I think I'm a hoe.
Oh, are you one of Captain Riggs's? Oh,
No, but I have this. And she pulls out the skull ring.
Oh, you're one of his extras. We can take you to him if you like. Or we won't bother you. But don't show that around the Baroness Magistrix. She's the jealous type.
Got it.
And she will probably kill you. Also, don't drink the water without asking for blessings.
Blessings from whom?
I'm just a guard. Maybe you should ask one of, you know, those people. And he points towards the stage.
Well, thank you, Henry. I appreciate you telling us all of this. And we'll keep it quiet. Now that we understand.
Also, if you could just tell Katerina at the potion station that I thought of her, but not in a way that seems needy.
Oh, trust me. I can handle this for you.
Where's this potion station?
He doesn't look that way, but he kind of points past the merchant that sold the dumplings.
Like over here?
Yeah, like over there. There seems to be a stage of some sort.
Right here.
Meanwhile, Karen and her cat are walking towards the stage and the guards are kind of... What do y'all do? Henry is trying to escort his grandparents away unless you wish to stop him.
Polly's gonna kind of follow the cat.
You're following Karen?
Ella will go ahead and follow as well because she thinks that maybe she can get in good with this baronet.
And Claudia has already pickpocketed Martha, so she doesn't think there's...
You have something off Martha's.
Oh yeah, I want to go examine what that is. Let me find some place to secretly check out my pockets.
I'm going to head for the potion stand.
Okay, so you're going off in a corner. The Uncle Owly is still kind of...
Are you sure you don't want me to introduce you to the captain?
Well, let me look in my pockets really quickly. I need to do some kind of check?
You have snagged a pouch from her pocket.
What's inside?
It's a locket?
A locket.
Mm-hmm. There's a locket in its pocket.
It has a locket. Do you open it?
Yes, I do.
Inside is a picture of a young, dark-haired man that looks a bit like her and a bit like Purvis, but obviously much younger. You know, it's a bit crude, but you can tell who it's supposed to be in a guardsman's tunic. Doesn't have a helmet on.
Well, this is super lame. Hey, you guys, does anybody want this?
There's another picture on the other side.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me look on the other side.
Picture of a... Make a willpower... wisdom save.
Wisdom.
Of the most beautiful male figure ever seen. Like a paragon of masculine appearance. If you're into that sort of thing, it's highly distracting. Like someone chiseled in an inhumanly gorgeous, not a Purvis-like appearance.
More in a Buff McHot Pants kind of way?
Yeah, Buff McHot Pants is a pretty, like, you know, young Harrison Ford, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, Brad Pitt, all combined into one perfect jaw. Perfect cheekbones, perfect stubble, perfect hair picture. Like, clearly this is not a picture of a human, for no human could be so perfect.
Claudia's gonna walk over to Polly and hand it to her and say, hey, somebody dropped this. You want it?
She's gonna take it and look at it and totally forget about the cat.
It's like the picture has an almost feline quality to it.
Actually, the way you say it, there is something cat-like about his eyes. They're so incredibly intensely green. They're
regal.
Actually, like, reflective, like a cat.
Regal and almost Puma-esque.
Yes, almost Puma-esque.
Polly's gonna run one finger right down right around the edge of his chin on the picture and go, "Row."
Can I have a wisdom save?
Polly rolls a 4.
If you're into it, this is the most beautiful man you have ever seen, ever, and clearly cannot be human, for it is too beautiful. There may be drool.
Thank you, Claudia.
Do you show it to anyone else?
No, I stick it in my bosom.
Claudia shrugs.
Which is where it should be.
The other guy's kind of cute, too. Nothing can compare to this perfect male specimen.
Did Ella get a glimpse at the picture before Polly shoved it in her cleavage?
Roll me a perception check.
Okay.
Yes, you did. Now make the wisdom save, please. He's obviously very rich and very beautiful. Like, you can feel richness from his photo. Must be from the most noble stock ever.
But there's something about his face that's inherently punchable. Like, if I smacked him, I'd learn something.
Yes.
Interesting. She'll make a mental note of it and revisit it later.
Meanwhile, the badger has crawled behind you.
Where in the hell did Honey go?
He's crawled behind Polly.
I tried to take Honey over to the table, but
oh, you
I
tried
can't
to take
her.
Honey to the table? Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He come back to the table.
It's okay.
He was crawling Aww. Away for a while.
We're taking a nap. See if we can recover.
How long are you gonna nap? You're just gonna curl up on a table that has knives wrapped up.
A bed of swords.
Bed of swords.
It sounds appropriate to me.
It's my natural habitat.
Okay. What are you doing, Claudia? Off by yourself?
Nah, she's trying to get away from the action. She doesn't like to be the focus of anybody's attention. So she's probably going to...
Everyone is... The more you get away from them, the more they're staring at just you.
She was trying to find a place to ditch the costume, but now it's kind of growing on her, so she's just going to wander around in it.
What do you do with the expensive sushi and booze?
She's going to keep offering it to people.
Nobody will take it. Because they keep deferring, like, Lady of the Captain again.
Well, then she will approach the table with the knives and surreptitiously leave the food there, but keep the booze.
Okay. You're going to leave sushi out in the sun.
Yep. And
all right.
Edge away.
All right. What are you three doing, other than drooling over a picture in a locket?
Oh, I am still pursuing Karin because obviously she's somebody of my status that I can communicate and connect with. And yeah. I think that it can give us some sort of advantage on this hellhole.
Okay.
Polly is just sort of dreamily wandering over toward this direction of the stage.
Oh, it's a stage, but there's no musicians on it. In fact, there's an elven and a half elven woman in robes. And with staves, who look very natural.
I run over to, I stick with Polly, and because she's getting close to a stage, and I know what that does to bards.
Yeah.
and
especially bards in love.
Especially bards in pretend magic love. And I take her by the arm, like we're just strolling together, and I say, they really, really hate bards here. Because of Fandango.
Daddy?
What? Wait, what?
God. They hate my daddy?
You're screaming daddy in the middle of
Oh, if she yelled it, I'm putting my hand over her mouth. No. Shh, quiet now.
One of the guards kind of goes, are you missing your father, young lady? Did he crash? Is he a resident?
No, she's fine. She tripped and bumped her toe, and that is the word that she uses when she has a boo-boo, so. We're fine.
I'm going to lift up one foot and just kind of shake it a little bit and nod.
Atta girl.
You should be more careful. These are sand-paved roads.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very pretty. Like an angel.
Is he saying that to Polly?
Yes.
The guard is saying yes, it to Polly?
Yes. He's kind of like, you can't really tell because he's got the helmet on, but he's just sort of like, there might be starry-eyed quality behind the little grate.
Does Malibu still have her hand over my mouth?
No.
Does she? Oh, then no.
No.
We'll just be on our way then. Toodles.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Come, Polly.
Meanwhile, Ella, you have, you're next to Karen, and she has stopped and is looking at you, as well as the people on stage are just staring at all of this.
I'll apologize for my companions. They're slightly uncouth. But, you know, we have to deal with people like that all the time, don't we?
Oh, yes, yes. Not ever, but we believe in order and civilization here.
And she kind of glares at the people on stage.
You should probably go and get a copy of the bylaws of the ILA. Also, do you have a place to stay, or are you going to him?
To who?
The pirate, Captain. I saw one of his strumpets walking near you. Has she already tried to get you to go to his so-called tavern and inn?
Oh, a tavern? Ew. Is there somewhere better we could stay?
It depends on how much you're willing to barter. We have very strict zoning regulations as to impermanent residents, so if you're not looking to find a permanent place to settle, unfortunately, there is only his place, camping in the woods. There are other accommodations or temporary clothes for island bedbugs.
That's disgusting. So where can I get the copy of the bylaws? Because I understand the need for such rules with... And she kind of looks around and gives a sneer. Other people.
She seems to recognize that sneer and reflects it on her own face as if you feel seen.
Yes, yes, these despicableness. Our IOA office is just beyond the bridge to the west. And she sort of points off in this direction. I don't know if you see my ping past the stage. I would be happy if you stop by during visiting hours. And you can certainly receive them. We also occasionally serve lemonade. But I should warn you, there's a very strict water control policy on these islands.
What is the policy?
Well, the water can kill you if not properly purified. So please only buy water at the bazaar, or you'll have to pay those people.
And she just sneers and sort of does that, you know, that shruggy point, like she's sort of pointing her shoulder without looking towards the stage.
You know how druids are. Very untrustworthy, but a necessary evil unless you want to deal with him.
Ella's just gonna shudder at the word druid, and she goes, I totally understand.
I think you'll do fine here. You, lady. Clearly you're a lady.
I am also a baroness of my land. My name is Ella.
Well, Ella, if I may call you that. A woman of your stature would do well to divorce yourself from ruffians. I have a bad feeling about them. Now, if you excuse me, Mr. Fluffernutters and I have work to do.
A pleasure. I shall see you later.
Ta-ta!
Ta-ta!
Where is my pumpkin spice ale, cretins?
The guards rush after her. One of them seems to be heading towards the food giver stand. The last guard kind of waves pathetically at Polly before following.
Ella just gives this heartfelt sigh, like, oh, having been close to one of her own, she feels so valid.
Where did Claudia go?
Claudia was going to look for the potions person to see if there was anything that might help our little badger friend.
You have found a place with lots of liquids in jugs. Meanwhile, Elizabeth, what are you and Honey doing? Are you still napping?
We're sleeping.
Okay. They're sleeping. Alrighty then.
We've been mostly dead all day.
Polly, Malibu, Ella, are you doing anything else? You're still being stared at by the people on the stage, or Claudia has wandered off, and Elisabetta is napping with her badger.
I was Polly's? Headed for the potion stand, and I've got my arm through Polly's, so...
Polly's going to try really hard to go talk to the people on the stage.
Alright, you two, each roll me a strength check. See who drags who the furthest.
I rolled a 19.
And Polly rolled a 3.
You're just kind of being manhandled by Malibu right now. So, Malibu, where do you want to take Polly?
Potions.
Okay, you can hedge your movement up there. Ella, what are you doing?
Well, since there's nobody of quality here for me to talk to, I'll just follow Polly and Malibu.
The druids are still staring at you, but they don't seem to... Okay. Then you may use your movement up there. So, up here, there is a fairly large stand surrounded by carts. In it, three people are stirring and sorting and filling little bottles. There are two human-looking people and one person with blue skin, horns, and a huge scar across her face, and only one arm.
Handy.
Indeed.
Polly is going to openly stare at the blue one.
Oh boy. Have any of you seen a tiefling before?
Probably not.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, she's definitely blue. There's also Polly, another cat.
You're so pretty.
Oh boy.
You're my favorite color, blue.
At least she's not a cat.
Claudia, you recognize the look of abject horror as this girl quickly becomes very busy in the back, turning her back and working on potions.
Claudia may not have seen a tiefling before, may or may not, but she doesn't register a difference between the three people, really, and unless they can help her. Hey, do you have anything that could help a badger who's been mostly dead all day?
Excuse me? Did you say a mostly dead badger?
Yep.
What's a badger?
Kind of aggressive rodent. He's our friend, though.
Oh dear. Hold on. Katarina! We need one of the specials!
The blue girl just hunches even further into her work in the back.
I'm sorry, the new girl is a bit difficult. We have some health potions, we have a potion of beauty, we have a potion of seeking true love, and we have water filtration tablets sanctioned by the druids. But those are expensive.
So, nothing that will help a little creature? An animal?
Katarina, do we have anything?
The tiefling girl curls further, almost trying to squeeze through the boxes in the back.
You said that her name is Katarina?
You did hear the name Katarina, Malibu.
Okay. I have a message for her later when she's not busy.
There's kind of just like a little pointed ear poking through the boxes.
Where did she go? She was so pretty.
I think maybe you made her a little nervous, sweetie.
Is there another cat throwing up?
There's a very small-ish man, maybe a halfling, in a robe, clearing his throat audibly and looking at you. You need help with a badger?
Yeah, Claudia will tip her chin at him and say, "Sup." Yeah, we got a sick badger over at the sword stable.
You wanted the captain's girls?
Maybe. Is that good or bad?
Well, if you can get me in to see the captain, you take me to him, I might be convinced to give you this restoration potion from the druids, guaranteed to save any farm animal.
But you'd have to promise to take me, and if you break your promise, let's just say my friends would be very unhappy. Do we have a deal?
Claudia needs to confer with her companions. Do you guys want to go see this pirate guy? We can do a whole swap-o change-o and help our little badger if we take this guy to see the captain.
Is he pretty?
The captain?
Yeah.
I imagine pirates are all kind of sparkly in the teeth area.
I wonder if he looks like that Captain Jack I've heard about.
I'll bet he does.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. You're really basing your decision on, is the captain hot?
Yes.
While they're discussing it, I'm going to try to see how much those water purification tablets are.
1 gold per tablet. Unless you have something to trade of value.
Wow.
What do you consider of value? I still have some coconuts.
You have coconuts? Are they fresh?
I do. Of course.
You survived the beach?
Yes, that's where we came from.
You survived the beach. Did you see the water?
Of course. And it was no match for us, because obviously we're skilled.
Did the water see you?
I don't know. I don't really care. I just need to know if you have these water purification tablets.
Guess, one per coconut.
One per coconut? I've got, I don't know, how many did we say I picked up?
You could hold 6.
Okay, and I've already used 2. So I've got 4, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us. So I'll give her the 4 coconuts and then 2 of my gold pieces.
Well, Polly has some coconuts too, and she's kind of dumbfounded at that picture.
She'll give you 6 tabs. It's so nice to see some reasonable people. The last group that came were bugbears. They ran into the forest after Karen chased them off.
So there's bugbears in the forest.
Among other things. And then the great sea monsters. There's a kraken. Please say you didn't anger the kraken. Or the great white beast.
I don't think it was a kraken. There was something. It was annoying, and we got away from it.
But the water saw you. You should be careful. Try to drink. The coconuts are more precious. But I will take your money.
And she gives you the 6 tablets.
Thank you.
Of course. I'm going to add that to inventory.
You have 6 water purification tablets blessed by druids. They all are stamped with a little tree symbol.
And then I'll follow my compadres there.
Since Katarina is hiding, I'll just go up and tell this little person that just did business with Ella that Henry asked after Katarina, and
oh dear, is he still pining over her?
Well, I wouldn't say pining. He was
she's blue. I'm much prettier than her. You should tell him that she said no, and that Patty truly adores him.
Oh dear.
But don't worry, I'll pass on your message.
Just tell Katarina that I came by and brought the message from Henry, please.
Oh, sure. I'll tell her.
She's not going to end well.
Give me a perception check.
Yeah, like I need one. I'm a girl.
Yeah, you've got the... Oh, 19. Yeah. You know, she is blatantly about to sabotage this because she be Janice.
Bitches, yo.
Can I see Katarina's little
horns over a pot?
I call out, Katarina, I have a message.
The horns don't seem to be moving.
No. Back to work, everybody. I'll move closer.
Patty is like, everybody. Nope, sorry, you can't disturb. We're doing possibly explosive things. Don't make me call the guards. And this guard now turns around.
He's floating in midair.
He turns around.
This is a very talented guard. I'll step away from Patty as if I'm leaving, and then real quickly over my shoulder yell, "Henry said hello, Katerina," and then rejoin my friends.
Patty glowers. All the prices are going up today.
Yeah.
Is Malibu still holding on to me?
No, I let go of you.
Oh, okay. I'm going back over here then.
So you've wandered off somewhere probably.
Just like a helium balloon.
It's the flotation devices.
So, do we have a deal?
I'm going to kind of wander over toward this dude with the fish.
There's a man selling fish.
Yes, little person, we have a deal. Give me the thing.
First, you have to take me to see the captain. Unless you expect me to take you on good faith.
Of course I do. Of course I'll follow through.
So if I give this to you now, at sunset, you'll take me to see the captain? No crisscross applesauce?
No double crossing.
What is he, five?
Because if you did, my friends would be very displeased. My friends in the forest, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't, but okay.
All right, we have a deal. He hands you a small vial that has the same tree logo as the little water purification disc. I, at sunset, will meet you at the donkey caravan. And he points over to the side, past some more crates where there are indeed some donkeys waiting by a caravan.
Sunset, cute donkeys. Got it.
Yeah, they're adorable donkeys. They are so cute. They have tassels.
So I can use this potion right now for our little friend.
You can do whatever you like with it. It's yours. He runs off and goes kind of poof.
So I would like to go back and give it to our little honey badger friend.
Okay. Anyone doing anything else?
I'll just follow her. I'm mulling over what I've learned thus far.
You feel the stares of several elf and half-elf women from the stage.
I mean, why wouldn't they be staring at me? I'm gorgeous.
Clearly. Anyone else going to check on Honey and Elizabete?
Polly's going to wander back toward the stage.
Okay.
And I will be wandering back toward Polly.
Oh, dear. All right, let's deal with the badger first. Are you going to wake up Elizabete or Honey before giving Honey the potion?
Yeah, I'll wake up Honey. I'll let Elizabete sleep for a minute. 10 more minutes. 10 more minutes, Mom.
Yeah, he does a little snuffling noise and kind of like,
oh. And I'll feed him the potion. Hopefully it works. And
within seconds, he perks up and all the crusty blood fades from his fur, and he starts scuttling around and immediately wants to wake up Elizabete before she can get a short rest. Elizabete, you are awoken by a badger curling under your breastplate. Well, trying to, at least. Well, while the badger is attempting to awaken Elizabete, what are you doing, Polly and Malibu?
I am following Polly.
I am going toward the stage and waving at the people. Hi, who are you guys?
Who are you?
I'm Polly.
Polly.
What's your name?
Answer for me. The woman waves to the little half-elf woman. This is the Lady Aurora Borealis, High Druid of the Circle and ruler of this archipelago.
Oh. Wow. Why are you on a stage?
Because no one else can use it.
Why?
Because those obnoxious little cretins and their guards said we can't have music or dancing or anything fun because it might lead to fornication. So we all go to the secret raves over at the Pirate Cove.
There? What? Really?
The older elf is clearing her throat like...
Can you tell me where?
But you have to get in with the captain to get to the good parties. But if you go to Pirate's Cove, that's where all the action is.
Is there a secret word?
Yeah, yeah. Donkey's sunset.
Oh, you poor children. You have breasts. Use them. Humans.
Oh, it she got just sort of...
Yeah, she rolls her eyes. I hope you're not here to try to civilize more of my island. I would hate for us to be enemies.
Gosh, no. Polly pulls her hair a little bit to the side, just to show kind of the top of her banjo, and then covers it back up really quickly.
The pure elf smiles very wistfully.
I see we may have common interests, Polly. You should come and see me sometime in the grove, where we can discuss things more thoroughly. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to keep blessing this village so that the waters don't swallow it.
Thank you.
And she goes back with her little friend and they start chanting. And runes appear on the ground around them.
And Polly's just going to kind of spin in a little circle and do a little dance and, you know, be happy.
And Malibu's going to grab her and make her stop.
The woman runs and says, don't dance, it's illegal, it's against the IOA in public.
Dancing is too?
Yes. The little couple sprocket gang, the muffs will have your head on a platter. So just act normal.
Okay, I can do it. I think I understand.
Now. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so Polly's going to act like super, super Karen-like.
Oh, God.
Just stand there with her butt kind of out and her boobs kind of out and just kind of stand there and look around.
And be judging.
Yes.
What's up? There's people in the bar, in the lovely bazaar. And we have a badger trying to wake up its master or mistress. Anyone going to try anything else?
I want to wait till Elizabeth wakes up and then I'll tell her and Claudia about the IOA and that we need to get a copy of these regulations.
I think Malibu is just sticking with me.
So, ladies. Lovely ladies. Would anyone else care to be one of the captain's special girls? Uncle Owly would help. And on that note, I think it's a pretty good place to stop for the evening. Stay tuned for another exciting adventure of shopping, almost killing animals, saving animals, and finding out is everyone on this island repressed? Also, who was in that locket? Stay tuned for the next episode of Calamity Janes to find out. So, that's I think where we're in today, but never fear, junior adventurers, because we have ourselves questions! And as before, we have stuck Emily Kaplan into a bag of holding so that we all can answer on her behalf. Today, last time... I said, I answered last time on her behalf. This week, we've nominated Melissa to be our proxy Emily. So, do a prep. Okay. So, our questions at first are going to come from Discord. And this one is from Yume Kitsune. Good Japanese name. Got ourselves our Kitsune priestess. What are some things that books / movies get wrong that annoy you? An example, a werewolf's knees going inverted during their shift. Oh, I hate that because everyone knows, just saying as the werewolf author, it's the lengthening of the ankle bone into a long foot. The knees are actually the same way. It just looks like it because you're looking at an angle. Get your anatomy right. That's my thing. I want to hear what you have to say, Teresa.
Of course you would.
Of course I would.
I can't think of anything that comes to mind immediately that annoys me like that. Other than, like, if it's some kind of specialty topic and it's just clearly wrong. And, you know, we've got author friends who can expound on the medical stuff being wrong for hours and hours on end, but... Yeah, there's nothing that really specifically bugs me like that, I don't think, other than grammatical issues.
When people get grammar consistently wrong?
Yeah, or they're using a word that's not what they think it's supposed to be. That's annoying. Because then I sit there and is that what they really meant? Because really, this is what this would mean. And yeah, I don't think that's what they were going for, but that could just be the editor brain in high gear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Misty?
similar to what Teresa said, but very more specific, the verb to hang, because people are always saying, oh, you have been found guilty and you will be hung. No, no, no. You will be hanged.
Hanged.
People are hanged.
Someone's guilty and hung. I'm more interested.
They're not going to die from it. Well, we hope not anyway. But it makes me crazy. And it doesn't matter what I'm watching. If they get it wrong, I can be in the kitchen cooking dinner and my family out here watching something. And if somebody on the television gets it wrong, I will yell from the kitchen, hanged!
So I'm that way about Lyndon Lohan, Misty. I understand.
Oh, God. Yes.
You mean a picture is hung, a person is hanged, is how I always remember it.
Art is hung.
I mean, a person is hung, but.
Yeah, a man might be hung, but it doesn't mean he's going to die.
Depends on how big it is.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I mean, it could be a problem, but that's very rare.
And if he's had a little blue pill.
And it's been more than 4 hours.
Right.
Hey, all that blood rushing away from the top head all at once, man.
Can lead to some really dumb things.
I think it's time to hear from our hybrid Melissa Emily.
Okay, so I'm going to answer for me first, and then I'll answer for Emily. So it really drives me crazy when it's really super easy to hail a cab. When you walk out on the street and stick your arm out, and there it is.
I think you could really only get that in like the theater districts of New York, Boston, or Chicago, where there is kind of that rotating.
Only during non-peak times, because during peak times, every cab will drive by you.
Right.
Very much.
Yeah. And especially if it's raining, you get the cab that much quicker. It does not work that way.
It's a lie.
It is.
I did. Hustle and Flow had it. And the thing I remember going was, there's no way you can hail a cab in Memphis. I'm up there. We don't have cabs.
And of course, the corollary, the parking space right in front of whatever downtown building you're trying to get to.
Oh, yeah. Parking is so much easier in the movies. Unless it's the current pandemic. We got parking on New Gray Street in Boston.
Oh, my
God. It was like being in a movie.
Wow. All right, so Emily's answer from me is going to be when there's a bear and its ears are not the correct fluffiness.
That is terrible. It's shocking. I completely concur. We have answered a fair number of Discord questions, as is right and proper, because our Discord is supported by Patreon, and we really appreciate their support, and they get to cut in line. But I think it's time for some Facebook questions. How about you, ladies?
Sure.
Have any of you or your significant others had close calls with a federal agency? And if so, please share the story. From our lovely, and I think he's deserved it for this question, fuck you, Mark. So what do we have to say to him, ladies?
Fuck you, Mark.
All right. Have any of you ladies had a run-in with a federal agency?
Yes.
Okay,
I wouldn't say a run-in, but I've got a good story, so I'll let Misty go first.
Okay.
My father used to work, he was a superintendent of the schools, the military schools on the Marine Corps Air Station back in the day. Mm-hmm. When I was young. And I'd gone off to college, and I got involved with a protest that, honest to God, I don't even remember what we were protesting now. Some military action going on overseas, and it was in the early 80s, like 80, 82, 80. So, and I honestly don't remember what it was anymore. But I was involved in this protest on campus, and a couple of days afterward, these 10 approached at school, and they had badges and everything, and they warned me that it was not appropriate for someone in my father's family to be participating in protests. But yeah, I got warned off by a couple of federal agents. So
I had a story for Emily.
Oh, I want to hear Emily's story. Then we'll get Teresa's.
Okay, so when Emily was 12, she got in a lot of trouble for hacking the Pentagon in protest of an emerging anti-dance legislation. So all these people in black helicopters, you know, those like super military stealthy things that don't actually make any noise, that like, you know, just hover, they all came down and they took her, and then they took her up to an alien spacecraft where she had to get probed.
Well, dang.
Teresa, can you top that?
Kind of, but with stupidity. So okay. I was writing a story, and the premise of the story was that one of the characters poisoned his class reunion with cake. And I was trying to figure out the best way to do it, because in my research and my infinite wisdom, I found that many poisons were changed when baked. So I kept digging, couldn't figure out exactly how to make it work credibly. So I contacted Poison Control and asked them how to kill people with cake. And I let them know that I was a writer and what I was doing. And they essentially told me, well, I can't tell you how to do it, but what were you thinking? And I'll tell you if it would work. So I did. And I'm sure I'm on some kind of list somewhere so that if anything happens in the Charlotte area in the way that I described it, I'm probably going to end up being the first person they question.
Has anyone ever like asked, why didn't you just mix it in the frosting? Because then you wouldn't have to worry about the heat.
I did, but then there was the whole taste element, because I know that cyanide kind of tastes like cherries, but I didn't know if you could get the potency to the point where you could actually kill them as quickly as I wanted them to die by doing it that way. So I really wanted to make sure that this dude was doubling it up so that, you know, death was nearly instantaneous so that it worked in the story.
Oh, but you could have done something, like I said, if you were doing with cyanide, it would be something like a black forest cake with the macerated cherries, which would have masked the flavor.
Yeah, I went with almond.
Almond is very good because cherry pits make almond taste almond here, which is a baking way, not a killing way, just to clarify if anyone's listening. Melissa, do you have your own story, or do we have more on the stupidity of the cake killing?
No, I'm a good little girl.
Bullshit.
I want to hear more about cake murder. What have you got, Teresa?
That was the last one I had for cake murder.
Oh, okay.
I was just calling bullshit on Melissa saying she was a good girl.
I mean, run-ins with law enforcement are kind of interesting. I do know that, I think the FBI questioned some of my friends because apparently my mom said my dad kidnapped me. He didn't.
Oh,
so that was interesting. She's dead now, so it's okay. I'm not asperging her name. And that's a way to end the conversation real fast. Would you like a lighter question from the Facebook?
Sure.
Of course.
Sure.
Do you like spicy food? And if yes, how spicy? Start with Melissa me.
Yes.
You
but
do
moderate.
Like... Okay. Yeah. I think Emily's the same, honestly.
Probably.
How about you, Misty?
I like spicy food. I can't eat it as much anymore as I used to. So I'm going to go with more of a low end level. I love the flavor of buffalo seasoning. You can buffalo any damn thing and I will eat it. So you buffalo stew. I'll give it a try at least.
A badger? Could we buffalo a badger?
Yeah, buffalo badger. Buffalo that bad boy and yeah, we'll talk. Dip it in some ranch. My guys love super spicy though. I make curry for them a lot and I usually have to tell them to ramp it up with their own sauces afterward, because otherwise I won't be able to eat it with them. So
like a moderate level of spice. I wouldn't say that I like super hot things, but I think I have a mild allergy to like cayenne pepper because it makes my lip blister, but I still eat it because I like the taste of it. My grandfather used to make this soup that was like a ham soup, but he would make it so hot and spicy, like that if you even had your face over the pot and inhaled it while it was cooking, it would burn your sinuses.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild.
Is that a good way to get rid of nose hair?
Yes. Yes. And allergies and colds.
We shove Sue in the bag of holding with Emily. I've heard that the bag of holdings are really, really big. Oh my god.
That's what she said.
We should put Sue out next time. Don't you think?
Yes. Oh,
yeah, totally.
I think on that, we'll have one more question. Oh, also, I love really spicy food, and my son and I try to see who can hurt each other the worst. I think the final question of the night, it's a very deep, profound question. The last question was from Chris Draken. This person is a complete jerk face, but she's on the Facebook. Rachel Carr asks, is corn grass? Ladies, is corn grass?
Like corn with all the yellow bits?
That's the question. I don't interpret for Rachel Carr.
She's kind of a pain in the ass, so just assume that she's looking for the most contentious answer possible. So, yes and no. Ha!
Well, are we speaking of the grass that you mow, or the grass that you smoke, or the grass that you spin? See, I'm really confused by the question.
You can do so much with grass, can't you?
You can.
But does she mean the botanical definition of grass?
Okay, I have an answer.
Go.
All right.
It can Melissa be grass if it really, really wants to be grass, because just like our junior adventurers, they can be anything they want.
I think that's the perfect thing to leave on.
Yes.
I agree.
And we will not judge the corn.
Next week, we will let Sue and Emily out of the bag of holding for question time, if possible. And we look forward to hearing more from all of you. So from the Authors and Dragons Calamity Jane, let's say goodnight. Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Authors and Dragons is brought to you under a Creative Commons license, meaning you are free to share this material so long as credit is given to those who created it, which is us, the people you just heard play the game. Opening and closing themes performed by the Gore Core 4. Authors and Dragons! Authors and Dragons!
I think I'm a hoe.